Vav and Sifkatan
Vav or Shimon Zion?
Sorry, Shimon Zion. Sifkatan Vav.
Sifkatan Vav.
Okay, so Sifkatan Vav is going on the following scenario. That, so again, we're using our friends over here, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven is inside, Shimon is outside, and the scenario over here is that the Shimon stuck his hand inside. Reuven was holding an item. Shimon put his hand inside and took the item out of Reuven's hand and brought it outside. So Reuven was just holding it. Shimon did the act of taking it away from inside, and Shimon did the act of bringing it outside. So Shimon did everything, even though Reuven was holding it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we already said this idea. When Shimon, you need the Akira, taking it away from its place. It's in a state of rest. You take it out of that state of rest. That's Akira. You transfer it, and then you have to put it down. But we said, an item, when it's on your hand, and your hand or your body are in the same rishus, it's like, being in your hand is equivalent to being on the ground. So he doesn't. So for Shimon to be chayav in this case, he takes it out of Reuven's hand inside, brings it outside. Immediately, once it's outside, it's in his hand. So as soon as his hand changes rishuyos, now his hand and his body are in the same rishuyos. It's like it's munach now in the outer in the rishuyos arab. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch said. So what did Reuven do? Reuven stood there like a garlop, holding an item in his hands. So he didn't do any akira or nothing. He's just holding it. Shimon takes it out of his hand. So Shimon did the akira. Shimon did the transfer. Shimon did the hanachah. So what's Reuven's status? So Reuven is also to do that. So what's this issue? It's not part of. He didn't do anything in regards to Shabbos. He didn't do anything. Mr. Bura, so it said like this. Part of the Lost Zion. Let me show Mr. Shabbos.
Did Reuven just pick up an item and Rishus to rob him?
Reuven's a scenario. We're dealing with the case. Reuven's inside. Okay. Reuven's in Rishus Yav. So Reuven has an item in his hands. Whether, and Shimon reaches in, takes it, and pulls it out, and pulls it outside. So Reuven really did not do anything. The three parts of the Malach are the Kira, the transfer, and the Hanach. So Shimon did all three. It was when it's on a person's hand, it's at rest. So right now it's at rest. Reuven didn't do a Kira, because on a person's hand is a place where an item is normal to be. So it's like it's at rest on the person's hand. Shimon pulled it out of that state of rest. That's the Akira. Transferred it and put it down outside. So Shimon did everything. What did Reuven do? So Reuven still also to do. So what's this Isser, Mishabura says? This Isser is not the Isser of Shabbos. This Isser is the Isser of facilitating of Eris.
Lifnei Iver?
Well, we'll get to that. Exactly how we're going to label this. Lo Mishu Mr. Shabbos. El Shemash L'Eschaveroi V'Germo L'Hoitzi Chepes V'Lach Nisar. He's facilitating the Avera. V'Yeshu Zay Isser Torah Mishum Lifnei Iver. So that would be Nisar D'Raisa. Well, depends. Mishabura is going to say, Lifnei Iver, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mikshol, which Chazal understand to mean, we have three explanations of the pasuk. Simply, blind man is walking along. You put this big block in front of him. He falls down. Right. That's if they were listening to Mikshel. Right. That's simple shot of the pasuk. Right. Maybe. Chazal come along and say that that's not what it means, or maybe that's not only what it means. It means a person who's not really seeing things clearly. He's blind in a conceptual sense. And you're causing him to stumble. So he gives two examples. He's not so familiar with business, and he comes to you for some advice, and you take advantage of his lack of knowledge, and you give him bad advice, thereby benefiting yourself. So he's blind, and you cause him to stumble. So giving an eitz hashem, again, is giving bad advice, is an issur d'oraisa, at least even l'sitin mishum. Okay? The third explanation is a person who doesn't really see mitzvahs and averus properly, and he's not really thinking properly, and you're helping him do that. You're facilitating that. You're causing him to stumble. So that's the three ways to understand lifting the sitzim mishum. We're talking about the third way. Now comes the word of Vodazor. The word of Vodazor says it's only about putting the stumbling block there. So if he could do the aver without me, I'm not really doing that. So the Mora says, so the Mora gives two examples. And one example is, there's a nozzle over here, and there's a bottle of wine, and he says, "Hey, pass me the bottle of wine." And he's perfectly capable of reaching over and getting the bottle of wine himself. So Moore says, it's not lifnei iver to give him the bottle of wine. He can do it himself. You didn't do anything. You're not really facilitating. So the lifnei iver is going to be either you're facilitating me, it was not possible without you, or you're instigating to him. You know, he wasn't thinking about the bottle. And he says, "Hey, you know, bottle of wine. Hey, look at that. He wants some wine? I didn't give it to him. I just pushed him towards it conceptually. But if I didn't do either of those things, midrais is not lifnei iver." So if in our scenario, Shimon is able to reach down and pick the item off the ground, Reuben picks it up into the air, and Shimon takes it out of Reuben's hands. What did Reuben do? Didn't really help Shimon do that air, because without him, it wouldn't have happened. It would have happened anyway.
Well, do
me a favor. Shabir is going to give a lot of pratim about this. Right. So if you could hold on to the question until we finish all the thought, and then either your question will be answered or we'll answer it then, okay? If the item was in reach of Shimon, that even if Reuben had not picked it up, Shimon could have reached it. To like cover alif neiver, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. That's not called alif neiver. Mikomokum isur drabanan ikum. There's Chazal still asked that case. We don't want you being involved in helping of heirs, even though it's not the raisa. It's not alif neiver the raisa. It's alif neiver the drabanan. That feel. Where does this come from? So this is a Gemara in Shabbos, and this is and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and this is the Rosh's explanation of the Gemara in Shabbos. That even though there is. The Gemara says that there's no aver of Shabbos. Comes the Rosh and says, "Yeah, but there's lifnei iver." So, well, maybe the case was that there was no lifnei iver. It's still asur d'rabbanan. How do I know it's asur d'rabbanan? Where did I get that from? So the Gemara never says that explicitly. So Rosh is like this: the filo katan oichol nevelis bezim and subin alav lafrisha. There's a discussion in the Gemara which we had back before in Siman Shemem Gimel. I'm not the father, and I have no mitzvah chinuch, and I see a katan eating non-kosher food. Am I mechuyev to get involved and stop him? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. One opinion says I'm mechuyev to get involved and stop him. One opinion says no, I'm not mechuyev to get involved and stop him. Mishmur Paskin before that by Nisha Deraisa, if the child is of the age of chinuch, any adult. So 2 points: if the child is of the age of chinuch, any adult, and it's Nisha Deraisa, any adult has a chiyev to get involved to stop him. He said, "Rabbanon, you're not mechuyev to get involved in stopping, only the parent. But if it's an issa deraisa, any adult, we pass it, any adult is a chiyev to step in." So here we have a katan, not a gadol, and I'm mechuyev to step in to stop him from doing an aveira. So what about a case where the guy's a gadol and I'm helping him do the aveira? It's like obvious I can't do that. If I'm mechuyev to stop him from doing aveiras, obviously I shouldn't be facilitating aveiras. Right? So, Sukolshkein Godel Shlo Yisayeloi. So the Rosh says, if that's true that I'm mechuyev to stop, obviously I shouldn't be helping, and obviously I shouldn't be helping a Godel who it's mamash and aveira. Okay, step. So that's the Rosh introduces this new Issa Drabbanan. It's Issa Drabbanan. Called Masayei. This din of lifnei iver applies even a Jew who has converted and he's serving a Avodah Zarah and he's denying his Jewish heritage. He's Jewish, and you can't facilitate aveiros for him. Okay, so he has the same din of like Shar Yisrael. Now, the reason why he's saying this is because there actually is an opinion of the Shach. The Shach says that lifnei iver the rice applies to a meshumet, but this din of Masayei doesn't apply to a meshumet. This issur d'rabbanan doesn't apply to a person who is willfully sinning. That doesn't apply. The guy is a person who made himself a status of a mumer. This issur d'rabbanan of helping him doesn't apply. It's relevant when he gets involved in some of the issues of ribis issues. So that's where the Shach is talking about. Okay, now. Next step. Can I lend the person something which we can use for malacha? So my neighbor is not such a kosher guy. He wants to borrow my car. Says, for afternoon, he said, can I borrow your car for the next 24 hours? Well, He might just use it to like sort of sit in the right garage and hang out, but probably not, right? So you cannot lend them the car because if he's kosher, lasses him a malacha b'shabbos. If lo yishyeh shlit, lo yishyeh asa b'malacha z'heter. If the lesser is a possibility, he'll use it for heter. But davka b'dover hamotzi, and that has to be something which it's probable that would be a usage which he might do.
What fits for both?
If this is going to cause tremendous machloikas, etc., so then I can, as long as there's a possible usage, I'm allowed to give it to him. If there's no possible usage except for Yisr, I can't. If they're equal, I have a right to assume that he might be using it for heter, unless, you know, now, I mean, seichel you're allowed to have, but in regards to what chazal or machayev me, I'm allowed to lend it.
The polar question of should you lend it?
Okay, I'm not discussing should. I'm asking halachically whether it's mutar or aser. You'll ask your rabbi whether it's
question,
we
should. It seems clearly used for both heter and aser. For example, you lend a non-religious Jew a pen, and it's clearly probably both used on a weekday and on Shabbos.
Right, so that's not aser. Lifnei Iver, the more says Lifnei Iver doesn't. Lifnei is not the Raisa. So if it's a few steps away from the Isser itself, that's not the Isser. It's only Lifnei Iver directly. So if I'm giving him something which eventually he might come to use for a baby, that's not Lifnei Iver. It has to be something which right now, so I give the Nozer a cup of wine, it's ready to go. Lifnei de Lifnei, you know, would not necessarily be that. This isser of Messiah, which I said applies to a Jew, this is the Rabban of helping, applies to a Jew, applies to a Mumer Jew, but it doesn't apply to a Goy. If the Ibrahim derives, applies to a Goy. So a Goy can't eat every Menachai. I cannot facilitate a Goy eating every Menachai. If I have every Menachai and he can't get anywhere else but for me, I have only every Menachai store in the town, right? So, and then he can't get anywhere else. He comes, I can't sell it to him because I'm lifnei iver l'seiyeh d'mikshel, right? But the case where he could get it besides me, I don't have an issur d'oraisa of lifnei iver. Now, there's an issur d'oraisa of doing business with non-kosher food. I'm not discussing that for now, right? So, a Jew...
Is it the rice or a derabbanan?
The issue of doing business with non-kosher food is the rice.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wait a second.
You can't sell non-kosher food, meat or rice.
I can't make a business...
Isn't that only milk and meat?
No. There's an issue of hanoah of milk and meat. There's an issue of the rice of doing business. Not hanoah. Doing business with non-kosher food. I make my business. My business is that I sell chazer. That's my business. I can't do that.
What's the Torah source for that?
It's a puzzle. The Gemara says in a case where it was nizdam al-bimikros, so I'm a fisherman, right? So I fish and I get kosher fish. Once in a while I get a non-kosher fish, I'm allowed to sell the non-kosher fish. That was about all. I'm allowed to sell it. But if I make it my business that I sell shark meat, I got a problem. That you can't do. Mm-hmm. I can make a business that I sell tuna, and once in a while I catch a shark, so I sell the shark. Right? Fine. That's not our topic right now.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify.
I've never heard that before. So.
Okay.
That's so, what I'm planning to do it.
I mean, I've had this local Meister Shiloh, you know, person wants to, the people want to go into like these odd job businesses, you know, you sell whatever lots, you pick up whatever you pick up, so sometimes what you pick up is something which is not kosher, you're allowed to do business in that. Or I had it, the guy had vending machines, right, so he wants to stuff the vending machines, he's selling it in factories in Kentucky.
And if you don't...
Right, he wants to stuff it with non-kosher sandwiches, so you can't do that. Okay, now that's not our topic. But I'm saying the case over here was the person. The Gemara says that you cannot sell. I'm saying you cannot give every menachai to a goy. This is the right of a goy to every menachai. You cannot be the one who's machshel him in every menachai. But if he can get it himself, there's no issue to the right. What about this Israel Messiah? Also not. So the Chazal did not make the Israel Messiah by a goy. Okay, now. Most person hold there's no Isser Messiah by a goy. Unless the goy can't get it himself. The Shah Mashiach Leaf Neighbor, that's the Isser the Rice of Leaf Neighbor. He has his own Ebermanachai. He doesn't need me. To do that very, he can do it anyway. He's got his own car. So I'm giving him a second car. Like, you know, so he might use my car, might use his car. But he can do it. He can do the bear without me. So in the case of the goy, he has every menachai. He could buy every menachai somewhere else, like Yisur. That's what this is the one going to run. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, So this is an interesting question. So the Gemara says that the Eber only applies if I'm facilitating the Raisa, it only applies if he cannot do it without me. Right? So the Gemara says, well, okay, what about the case where he can do it without me? But he can't do it without help. So the case is, the Morris case is, the Eruv Nechai is on the ground, and he can get it. The more it differentiates the case where there's a river, and you have our Machshel person on one side, we'll call him Reuven, and you have the Goy, Bob, on the other side, right? So Morris says, well, he says, hey, can you throw the Eruv Nechai to me over here, right? He says, oh yeah. He can't get it without me. Because he's like, he can't get across the river, so I'm throwing it across. The more so that's the more called Trey Avri, the two sides of the river. Can't get it without me. Lift name of the rice. The same side of the river. Walk 2 feet and pick it up yourself, lazy bum. Right? So that's not the favor of the rice. Right. Now, we have now a new scenario. The Eruv Nechai is being sold in 10 stores in the city. But he can't. There's no way for him to get Eruv Nechai on his own. I mean, I guess the rest could go over there and rip it off. But he's not. That's something people don't do. So he could walk into the store and buy Eruv Nechai. But he has to go to. He has to get somebody to help him. So is that called lifting Eruv now when somebody helps him? Well, it doesn't have to be me. It could be somebody else. But it has to be somebody. So the Maga Mishnah says that's the lifting Eruv Nechai. Because the Morris case was that the person doing the avera could do it without help. So that's not lifting Eruv. But if he must have help with somebody else, so the question is whom? That's the theme of the Raya. Says, what's my Raya? The Mora says that there was a Malva and a Loiva Beribis, so it's lifting Eruv. The Loiva, by accepting the loan, right, is being Machshel the Malva. And the Malva, by giving the loan, There's an Israel to pay ribbons and an Israel Malva to take ribbons. These are both sides. And each one's over the theme of the other guy. What about if there's two people in the city who lend money for ribbons? The word does not differentiate. So my question is, because the answer is you can never do a loan without two people. So there always has to be another person helping you, by definition. So that's lifting Eruv Deraisa. Even it's a, well, he can get the same loan somewhere else. So I'm not lifting Eruv Deraisa. So I hold the shach, the buy up a mummer. First, I'll make my Jew over here a mummer. That's the first step. Get labeled as a mummer. And then I'll say, well, the shach holds mummer. There's no Eruv Deraisa. And since he gets somewhere else, there's no Eruv Deraisa. No. This is not Eruv Deraisa. This is lifting Eruv Mamish. Because you're talking about not just helping him, it's impossible to do without another party. So the Magmish said that's the rice already. So this argument, I can buy it somewhere else, the Groz says I don't buy it. That doesn't help me to take away even my goy. Right? Now I just want to point out, by the way, that the Eber sounds like, you know, Eber Nechai doesn't sound like it sounds like it's like, you know, like where's Eber Nechai gonna happen? Eber Nechai actually is not so uncommon. Because the halach is when an animal is killed, as long as the animal is still jerking and moving, mm-hmm. any meat which is cut off during that point in time is called Eruv Nechai.
There's a difference between a Jew and a Goy.
One second. Oh. Unless it was shechted, a kosher shechita. The only case where that's not true is by a kosher shechita. So the slaughterhouses will kill the animal and start cutting up. They start cutting up the meat immediately. Mm-hmm. Right? They don't wait. Now, some of the processes that they do basically prevent any convulsions. And some don't. Now, the dinner when an animal is shechted properly, it takes up the dinner of the Eber, Eruv Nechai for the Jew and also for the non-Jew. Once it's taken up for the Jew, it takes up for the non-Jew also. But anytime it's a non-kosher shechita process, so I once, Rashiva one time told us a story. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg used to had a non-Jewish woman used to ask him her halacha shailas, her zaymitzes benarach shailas. So one time she was there visiting by his son-in-law in Baltimore. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, like, what was your latest shemitz of benarach shailah? He says the woman called him up and he wants to know, If the meat in A and P, remember A and P? The meat in the supermarket A and P was Eruv Menachai. Like, does she have to worry about Eruv Menachai? Okay, so the answer was yes. Now, let me add, interesting, so she was machmir not to use that meat. I'll tell you an interesting shaila, because we'll hold it here. Okay. So there is a fellow up in Boston. He's a non-Jew who keeps Shemitz B'nai Noach. He doesn't eat out because he holds that there's a problem of the kalim of Eruv Menachai and the kalim of the restaurants.
He holds, or he got upset.
He went through. He asked the shayla to Rav, and the Rav said, "Yeah, it's a good point. There's an issue of blias in the kalim." So he says he's mak, but he only eats treif in.